KJAN Sports. It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic senior Bodie Johnson announced on social media yesterday that he plans to continue his academic and football career at Northwestern College in Orange City. As a fullback on offense, Johnson carried the ball 85 times for 567 yards and 9 touchdowns this season for Atlantic. Johnson was also a stalwart on defense for the Trojans at linebacker, finishing second on the team with 44.5 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, and 1 sack. Johnson also had 3 interceptions in his senior season, 2 of those going back for touchdowns. Johnson had visited a number of small schools in Iowa before committing to Northwestern. The Raiders went 8-1 this fall, winning their final 8 after opening with a loss at Powerhouse Morningside. In college basketball, Iowa State cut a 15-point deficit down to 1 in the waning seconds, but South Dakota State held on for a 71-68 win in Ames last night. Here's head coach Steve Prohm.
The last 8 minutes, we got to figure out how to bottle that up just from a competitiveness, a ball movement, playing inside out. We got to grow. That's the biggest thing right now. We got to figure out ways to grow. How to get better, because it's so early in the landscape we're in.
Solomon Young led the Cyclones with 24 points, but ISU was only 4 of 23 from three-point range.
We really wanted to establish the post because we thought we had an advantage to go inside there, and I thought we got away from it really early. Some threes are good. They were open threes, but then some, man, are just too quick or just not good shots, But I think we gotta find our identity.
The Cyclones are 1-1 on the season. They'll host DePaul on Sunday.
This was great for our team. I mean, I know this is a tough stretch for us. It's a great learning stretch. These are games we need. I've been looking forward to playing this game, really to see. We have no idea where we're at.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey doesn't put much stock in the Hawkeyes' lofty ranking. Sitting at 3rd in the latest AP poll, the Hawkeyes will host Western Illinois tonight.
Probably should be something talked about more at the end of the year, because that would be a reflection of your body of work. But it does give some fans a positive feeling about a particular program if a team is ranked high.
Junior Joe Wieskamp says the ranking doesn't mean much right now.
It's exciting for us, but at the same time, it's early in the season. And same with myself. Our team has a lot to prove. We have a lot of big games coming up, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
This will be Rob Jeter's first game as Western Illinois coach, and the Leathernecks have an almost entirely new roster.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different, especially it being their first game, pretty much a whole new team. So it's just kind of focusing on their personnel, seeing what their individual players like to do offensively. And I think our coaching staff's has done the best job that they can in getting us prepared for this.
Senior guard Jordan Bohannon says he's still not used to playing with no fans in the arena.
Especially when we're traveling to go play, Michigan State or these top Big Ten teams around the country. And even when we play UNC next week and Iowa State, it's just going to be something we have to get used to as the game goes on, because it's definitely a weird environment we're put in, but at the end of the day, we're fortunate to play basketball, and we're going to try to keep having that mentality.
And we'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio, Iowa, Western Illinois from Carver Hawkeye Arena. 6 o'clock is the pregame start time. Just after 7 is tip time. Well, the Northern Iowa Panthers will be taking on the Fighting Bees of NAIA member St. Ambrose Friday night. Northern Iowa lost 82-71 to Utah State in its most recent game. That matchup begins at 6 p.m. at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. A.J. Green has averaged over 22 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game for the Panthers this year. Ben Bowen is complementing him with an average of 14 points a game. Through 3 games, UNI's Green has connected on 41% of his 27 three-pointers that he's tried. He's also shooting 66% from the free-throw line this season. UNI went 9-1 overall when playing against out-of-conference opponents last year, as the Panthers put up nearly 74 points a game in those 10 contests. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Drake 38-29 in the fourth quarter in a 103-97 win in Des Moines. Freshman Caitlin Clark scored 30 points and dished out 13 assists. 9 of her assists were in the second half, and many were to center Monica Cisnano, who finished with a career-high 27 points.
I mean, we just saw in film that Monica would be able to take advantage of their post players pretty easily, and I think in the first half we kind of rushed that a little bit. And it wasn't there, and they kind of knew that's what we were trying to do. But in the second half, we kind of just waited patiently. Monica got her position, and we were able to get the ball to her.
The Hawkeyes trailed by 11 points in the second half before they rallied.
What you saw in the second half, mostly the fourth quarter, that's just fun basketball. And we were all happy, all smiling and having fun. But, no, it definitely helps. And it's hard to guard a team that has three or four good players that can score the ball consistently. And I think we definitely showed that in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter.
Iowa is 2-0 and opens Big Ten play on Saturday hosting Wisconsin.
It's going to be fun to open up Big Ten. Is it unusual? Yeah, it feels kind of weird. It feels kind of weird after only two games to be talking about opening up Big Ten. We're going for it, right? I mean, we don't have a choice, so let's lace them up and get going Saturday afternoon.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Grace Berg led Drake with 26 in last night's game. Ashley Jones scored 33 points and had 11 rebounds to lead number 23 Iowa State to a 91-68 win over TCU in a Big 12 conference opener last night. It was her second double-double of the season and 20th of her career. She had 20 points in the first half against TCU. Kristen Scott added 15 for Iowa State. Northern Iowa dropped an 85-68 decision to North Dakota State as Nicole Kroger led four players for UNI in double figures with 13 points, while Emerson Green had 12 points. Cam Finley, Carly Rucker each tossed in 11 last night for UNI. In men's college hoops, Matt Coleman III hit a step-back jumper as time expired to help number 17 Texas beat number 14 North Carolina 69-67 for the championship of the relocated Maui Invitational. Adam Flagler had 18 points and was one of four players in double figures for number two Baylor as they pulled away late last night to beat number five Illinois 82-69 in the second game of the Jimmy V Classic. Also in the first contest, number one Gonzaga rallied to beat number 11 West Virginia 87-82. In other games, number 23 Ohio State routed Morehead State 77-44, number 22 Florida State an 86-58 winner over North Florida, and it was Missouri knocking off number 21 Oregon 83-75 last night. Well, number 12 Iowa State can ensure a spot in the Big 12 championship game with a home win over West Virginia Saturday. The Cyclones are home against West Virginia. They're also in the title game if number 13 Oklahoma, number 19 Oklahoma State, or Kansas State lose. Iowa State has never played in any conference title game. Five-time defending Big 12 champion Oklahoma is more than a three-touchdown favorite at home against Baylor. Oklahoma State plays at TCU, which has won three of its last four games. West Virginia's final two regular season games are against the Cyclones and the Sooners. A former Iowa State football coach, Jim Walden, is enjoying the success of the 12th-ranked Cyclones. Iowa State is 7-2 overall and has secured at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title. The 82-year-old Walden is retired in Idaho. He says he watches every Iowa State game on television. Walden says he plans to text or call current coach Matt Campbell to thank him for turning around a program that hasn't won a conference title in football since 1912. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 266 yards and a fourth-quarter touchdown to Juju Smith-Schuster, and the Steelers improved to 11-0 with a disjointed 19-14 win over the undermanned Baltimore Ravens. That game was postponed three times while the Ravens dealt with a COVID-19 outbreak that forced Baltimore to take the field, minus star quarterback Lamar Jackson, among others. The extended layoff led to some ugly football in a game filled with turnovers and inconsistent play. Still, the Steelers survived behind just enough offense and a defense that forced a pair of turnovers and had three sacks. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league remains committed to finishing the regular season as scheduled. Goodell also said on a conference call that the NFL is considering a bubble format for the playoffs, although it wouldn't necessarily resemble what the NHL and NBA used successfully in completing their seasons. The league's chief football administrative officer stressed that the NFL plans to finish the schedule with the original 17-week format. Quarterbacks Drew Locke and Brett Rippon returned to the Denver Broncos practice Wednesday after coming off the reserve COVID-19 list, while the Broncos isolated practice squad veteran Blake Bortles. All three quarterbacks were banned from last weekend's game against the New Orleans Saints after failing to wear their masks around quarterback Jeff Driscoll, who tested positive for the coronavirus on Thanksgiving. The Broncos returned rookie receiver Kendall Hinton to their practice squad. Hinton filled in for Locke on Sunday when he completed just one of nine passes and was intercepted twice. Locke praised Hinton for his emergency quarterback work on Sunday. In baseball news, left-hander Mike Minor and the Kansas City Royals have finalized an $18 million two-year deal reuniting the 32-year-old starter with the club that helped him revive his career. That contract includes a 2023 option. In other major league news, relief pitcher Chasen Schreibe became a free agent when the New York Mets declined to offer him a contract. Slugging first baseman Matt Olson reached agreement with the A's on a $5 million contract for this year. First baseman Jesus Aguiar agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Marlins. Outfielder Alex Dickerson agreed to a one-year deal with the Giants. Minnesota Twins have a one-year deal with reliever Tyler Duffy. The L.A. Dodgers and lefty reliever Scott Alexander agreed to a one-year deal. The Chicago White Sox have declined to offer 2021 contracts to right fielder Nomar Mazara and pitcher Carlos Rodon, sending them into free agency. Kyle Schwarber and Albert Almora Jr. became free agents when the Chicago Cubs declined to offer contracts to two of their key players from their historic 2016 World Series championship. While Schwarber, Almora, slugger Jose Martinez, and pitcher Ryan Tapera were non-tendered, the Cubs offered contracts for next year to infielders Chris Bryant and Javier Baez, catchers Wilson Contreras and Victor Caratini, and outfielder Ian Happ. They also agreed to one-year deals with relievers Kyle Ryan, Colin Ray, and Dan Winkler, avoiding arbitration with those three. Chicago also claimed reliever Robert Stock off of waivers from the Boston Red Sox. The Kansas City Royals agreed to one-year deals with outfielders Jorge Soler and Franchy Cordero, first baseman Hunter Dozier, and right-handers Jesse Hahn and Jacob Junis. The Royals also non-tendered third baseman Mikel Franco, who would have been due a substantial increase in his contract. That's Check of Sports this hour. Sports brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.